Arab leaders, including the Crown Prince of Bahrain and the Secretary General of OPEC, are in Detroit today for a conference on improving economic ties between the United States and the Middle East. Senior U.S. officials and corporate executives also are participating. Detroit Public Radio's Quinn Kleinfelter reports some attending the conference say the U.S. occupation of Iraq is an obstacle to increased cooperation.
At the headquarters of the world's largest corporation, General Motors, Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick opened the Arab Economic Summit with a vision as large as his 6-foot-5-inch frame.
Coming together as the world is pulling apart, that we can be the leaders in all the world and showing how we can pull people together to talk about common sense, economic development, social and cultural development. This summit is bigger than us.
It is, in fact, a rare meeting between Middle Eastern leaders, members of Congress and the Bush administration, and corporate executives ranging from the head of Boeing to America's auto barons. Those attending say they're searching for ways to increase the roughly $70 billion invested by American firms in the Middle East and the estimated $200 billion Arab countries pour into the U.S. It's organized by the Arab Chamber of Commerce, a 10-year-old U.S.-based organization pushing for increased economic ties between North America and the Middle East. But the chair of the chamber, Ahmad Shabani, says many Arab investors have looked away from America, primarily because of concerns that economic sanctions used by the U.S. government against groups suspected of aiding terrorism may be applied to all Arabs.
The threat that these people's wealth may not be protected as foreigners. Example, somebody who of high stature basically may have some deposit in the U.S. and they may be frozen. So these things we have to protect. We have to ensure foreign investors that their money is safe in the U.S. Because otherwise we're losing them to Asia and Europe.
Shabani says the conference aims to reassure investors that they will be treated fairly. He says the very location of the conference, near one of the largest populations of Arabs and Muslims outside the Middle East, demonstrates that Arabs and Americans can live and work together. Yet Libyan native Dr. Farida Alaji, who will address the conference on economic issues affecting Middle Eastern youth, says some of her colleagues were concerned about coming to Detroit for fear they would be strip-searched by airport security workers because of their ethnicity. She says she hopes the conference will dispel fears among some Arabs who still see the U.S. government and corporations as aggressors that help prop up dictatorial regimes.
And we have been victim of many of these problems when America was supporting some of these people for their own vested interest. So I think, you know, we live in one globe. It is no longer, you know, one nation controlling others or one nation leading others.
The Bush administration formally makes its case for increasing economic ties later tonight when Secretary of State Colin Powell delivers the keynote address. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.